have always loved school. As a little girl, I experienced many traumas that would have left most children damaged, scarred for life, but education for me was a saving grace, a sanctuary, a refuge, mesmerized by the magic of it all, like a well-rehearsed symphony or masterpiece theater. School was all the world's stage for me. And my teachers, they were Academy Award-winning actresses, day after day performing for their audience with their own select specialized props, ensuring our educational experience was extraordinary. They commanded the room with these props. There was Mrs. Collins, red rose lipstick and fingernail polish never smudged or chipped, making every student believe first grade sparkled like Dorothy's ruby red slippers. There was Dr. Robinson's power suit with squared stiff shoulders, letting everyone know sixth grade meant business and we didn't have time to play. 10th grade was a time for rejoicing, like Alvin Ailey's legendary revelations, as Miss Johnson's gospel hymns and swaying hips rushed you into honors English before a hall sweep swept us away. And although I don't recall this math professor's name, I vividly remember my need for him and his props. So I have to go back a little bit. Before a coveted degree of any discipline was obtained from Wayne State University, a graduate had to first pass, after completing all of their required courses, some very controversial math and English language arts assessment tests. I had failed the math one twice and would have to wait another 2 semesters to earn my degree. I was at a loss and ready to move on to law school. Acceptance in hand and could not afford another 2 semesters of undergrad. A dear friend of mine who kept failing her English proficiency exam decided we'd swap IDs and take one another's test and get the degree before the fraud police caught us on anything. As I bemoaned the idea of a criminal act, this math professor encouraged me to take his refresher course designed to help you pass the class and pass the test. Now, his props were on full display. Long legs extending 6 feet, 7 inches into the air, readied me not to give up. He also had a big 8-foot afro with black fist hick inserted, perfectly shaped. He prepared me by taking me all the way back to 3rd grade, where I had lost a lot of math understanding, and worked tirelessly to take me all the way forward to be able to pass the test with flying colors. And in his encouragement, he kept saying, "Press on. Right on, right on." When I became an educator, I wanted props, or quickly realized I better have props if I was gonna last any longer than one day in an 8th grade classroom. And yes, 8th grade, middle school, was my grade of choice. Us junior high teachers are a special breed of thespians. Is that not right? Therefore, I too welded props, defining my mission to make my classroom a sanctuary, a refuge, a magical play, a symphony, an extraordinary masterpiece performance. Mine included stilettos that clicked and clacked across the floor, emphasizing my ability to raise their knowledge to heights they'd never imagined and give them a Beyoncé Coachella performance they'd never forget. Books. And not just any books to read, but books representing us collectively, our struggles, our histories, our humanity, and our passions to be heard and validated for being valuable, just the way we are. Smiling good mornings, because my grandma always told me it wasn't worth waking up if you couldn't give a good morning away and a smile. Moonlight play. Ethymology is what we call it. The elders of old would say, hey, gather around. Let me tell you a story that will tickle your toes, tingle your thoughts, and encourage your soul to press on toward the mark. Right on. I have always loved school.